Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Tickets are on sale now for Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic and Leon Buildings. Or Bridges.
Right.
December 6th, the Masonic in San Francisco. One Republic, Leon Bridges. Tickets are on sale right now, livenation.com. Go there immediately. Did we get our winner already for the...
We did.
Yeah, it's Brian from Berkeley.
All right, Brian. Brian from Berkeley doesn't have to worry about going to Live Nation, but you do, so head there now. And if you miss out on the tickets, because they are going to sell out, we will have tickets to give away in the coming weeks. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
if you're not familiar
yourself.
With Winterland, this is our Christmas party.
Yep.
Like, this is, we'll all be there, and the whole station's hangs, and the, it's
Promotions
fun.
Promotions does the place up beautifully.
It is really a good time, so hope you'll celebrate with us.
Yeah, it would be great. It's a great, and the Masonic is such a great venue. It is just beautiful. There's not a bad seat in that house.
Right.
It's gorgeous, the way it's all open up to the stage.
If you're not familiar, beautiful. It's the top of California Street.
Yeah, right across from the Fairmont.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... Get there now, livenation.com. We'll excuse you and come right back. You want to start with this? Why not, right? Pink.
Sure.
Pink's got a little girl. Her name is Willow. And she, Willow Sage, I think is her full name. Mm-hmm. And she is singing her heart out in this. This is for The Greatest Showman, so Hooman, you want to listen to this.
I'm ready.
That's being reimagined. I think we talked about this project, that they're having all these different artists take their favorite songs from that soundtrack, and they're going to put out a whole nother album.
It's a great film. I hope you see it soon, Vinny.
Me too.
Yeah, it would be great.
Yeah, it would be great.
Hopes are high. So it looks like Pink had her daughter sing on one of these tracks. It's called A Million Dreams Reprise.
Yeah, that's my song that I like.
Oh,
Hooman likes the other one. This is
play
one
the original.
Okay.
Do you have it?
I can grab the original.
Yeah, grab the original, because we're going to hear Pink's little girl. I mean, stands to reason that she'd be super talented, right?
Right.
7 years
right.
old.
Let me jump ahead a little bit.
Oh, I don't like this song.
See, these
Pretty.
Are children with life goals, and that's the whole, you know, I love
There's
this.
Goals. Everyone should have them. Okay, so now let's hear Pink's daughter Willow doing this.
All right. And she's adorable. Look at her.
Look at her coaching her up.
So cute. Yeah. Hey, watch
that's
the beginning here.
So it's cute. They're sitting in a studio together. Pink is crouched down next to her daughter.
and she's
literally directing her, you know, she's pointing her where
no,
to come
she's
in
coaching her up.
That's great. The kid is cute.
Yeah. The way that they're looking at each other, it's just like gave me chills because they're so in love with each other.
Of course they are.
It's just so incredibly beautiful. Oh,
well,
kids
so there's
are so
that's
cool.
quite
that's
an extensive little video.
You
there.
Let kids ruin your life because you love them so much.
Yeah.
You,
like,
can't
you can't believe it.
There they are. So where is that? Is that at PeopleMagazine.com?
That's
something?
On YouTube.
It's actually all over the place.
It's all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take a look at that this morning. That's awful sweet. Just you know.
I'll post it to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. Oh, what
page.
A great idea,
yeah, Brynn.
Good job, Brynny. What a super idea.
my Mrs. sister just posted on Facebook the. I used to be before I had two kids, I was normal or one of those things. And I just saw the T-shirt and was like, yeah.
Yep.
Suddenly
Boy, I thought
get
I had
that.
It all going on.
I totally get
life
that.
Was easy. All those problems I thought I had were nothing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where are we going to eat tonight? God. It's so hard making decisions. Now I know.
Right.
Star is Born. That is a movie that is in theaters right now. Lady Gaga is the star. People are saying she's just amazing.
I hear it's great.
Yeah. Oh, it's really good. I cried my eyes out in it. Bradley Cooper's great. And Bradley Cooper, I want to say, did the adaptation and directed it, correct?
Yeah, he
and
directed
stars
it.
In it. Yeah, I don't know if he adapted it or not. Right. So the thing is, when you go out and do press for a movie, you are obligated. That is part of what you've signed on to. You don't just get to make the movie. You also have to go do a press tour and say all kinds of nice things about the movie and the mm-hmm. people that you star in it with. So Lady Gaga's done about 100 of them. And here's what they all sound like.
Oh, you want to start that?
Yeah, let's just go right for it.
Oh,
and by the way, so are you going to play the video too? Because, of course, she's in a different outfit. It's Lady Gaga, so the crazy different outfits every single time she's getting interviewed for the movie.
Oh, crunch.
Hand on Bradley Cooper.
Oh, my God. Come on. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, boy.
It's just the fabulous outfits.
Uh-oh. Oh.
This is so funny.
I like that she changes the way she says it every time. Like it's
well,
the, you know.
Yeah.
That was different.
Stick to the script. You did. Oh, 1,000.
Stick to the script.
Oh.
See what happens?
Uh-oh.
Don't see what happens when you screw up with the...
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I've heard this story before.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Actually, how many times?
If you watch Bradley Cooper in the background, he's... totally smiling, like it's
oh,
the
he's
first
an actor.
He's an actor.
Yeah,
yep,
exactly.
He's an actor. Yeah, they have to. He knows just as well as she does. This is it. We have to do this, and I got to sit here and listen to you say the same thing 5,000 times.
Is that a YouTube?
Yeah, it's up on YouTube.
Put that on our
and it'll be up at Sarah and Vinny's Facebook page.
Oh, you're gonna put it up? Okay, good, because I want to watch it.
Well, the best part is that she looks totally different in every single one of them, and she's so sincere every time she says the words.
Oh my.
She means it.
Well, right. Maybe this is the way they end the press tours for good because that's what you're going to do.
Yep.
You know, in the olden days, we used to be able to get Tom Hanks, you know, he would go out and do a different bit with a different interviewer in every town.
Yep. How about now?
No more.
No more.
So no Jonah Hill, guys. I know you were checking in with me on that.
What?
After I all knew it. That, I'm so glad I didn't go to that. I was gonna go out on a school night to right. see that movie.
It's good. It's
I'm
a good
sure
film.
It is. Don't even say the name of it. Don't do it.
Yeah, I hate when they do that.
It's bad. That's bad form.
Exactly.
So he told you he'd interview with you if you watched his movie,
well,
and you did.
Well, not him, the people that...
And we did what you suggested. You know, we sent him the review and everything ahead of time.
Wow. Maybe that's why he's not doing it.
Well, and they wonder why we say no so often.
They slurped him up real good.
Oh, yeah.
They slurped him up real good.
Yep. William Shatner has that upcoming...
Who?
William Shatner, Bill Shatner, Captain Kirk.
Oh,
TJ
Hooker.
All right.
The guy from Boston Legal. He has an LP coming out I don't know. It's just a group of streamable songs. It says LP, but I suppose old people will buy it on vinyl. He's got Shatner Claus, the Christmas album. That's coming out tomorrow. So we'll actually get to hear some, but we're going to get one a little early. Iggy Pop's on. Yeah, actually, some really cool people on this record. Like, didn't we hear the Henry Rollins one already?
Mm-hmm.
ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons. Yes's Rick Wakeman. Todd Rundgren. Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson. Judy Collins. Brad Paisley. There's a bunch of great things, you know, little collaborations that he's doing. And this one is with Iggy Pop. So this is their version of Silent Night. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
I don't know. Let's jump ahead.
Our computers are messed
up. They don't like the word virgin.
Oh, he sings it. Oh.
Is this Iggy?
It's got to be.
It's got to be, right?
It's got to be Iggy. Hey, I want them to start rocking this out. Like, let's go Silent Night, Holy Night.
It's not going
to
happen.
So this is it the whole time, huh? Oh, for God's sake. All right, thank you. Boy, I can't wait to hear the rest of that tomorrow. That should be fun. Ray Donovan star Marion Pooch Hall.
Yes.
Pooch. What's his name on the show?
Daryl. He's Daryl. Mickey's Daryl? Son.
Oh, this is the guy driving with the kids in the car while he was wasted.
Put his 2-year-old on his lap and said, hey, steer the car for daddy.
Right. Oh, the boxer.
Yeah. He's not well. Marion Pooch Hall. Pooch Hall, I guess they call him. He's been criminally charged with felony child abuse and DUI for driving totally wasted and letting his 2-year-old son drive the car, handle the wheel. By the way, the kid is a crappy driver, and they believe at least sideswiped one car and crashed. He was arrested earlier this month, and luckily no one was hurt, kind of unbelievably, too. He was arrested earlier this month, and a witness saw him driving with his toddler in his lap holding the steering wheel. The boy was not strapped in. The child's seat was sitting unattached in the back seat. The car veered off, smashed into a parked car. Unbelievably, no one was injured, although the kid was scared to death and was wailing on the scene. He blew a .25.
Oh, that's wasted.
And faces 6 years. It looks like the max would be 6 years, 6 months. That seems low to me.
Well, so isn't over a .20... That escalates it.
I don't know.
So blowing a .25, that's well
above.
Yeah,
I don't know where the cutoff
is, of the escalation points.
As for the kid,
criminally speaking,
he's in the custody of Pooch Hall's wife along with their other children. I don't know what he was doing out with this kid when he got wasted.
Yeah,
unreal. And who on the scene of where they left from, where he apparently got so wasted, said, "Yeah, go drive with the kid in your lap."
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's unbelievable. It's funny. 8 of the 10 highest paid TV actors are from just 2 shows.
Bang Theory.
The Bob and Bang Theory.
Right?
Yep.
2 shows? What's this? The Mark Harmon one.
No, NCIS. He's on there. He's actually number 5 on the list.
But he's the only one that gets paid super large like that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I know the other one, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Is it the Modern Family one?
It is Modern Family. Oh. Just spoiler alert here for Modern Family. They've been saying this season that they were going to kill off a major cast member at the end of the season, and someone did die. Not a major cast member. It's someone who'd been on the show, made various appearances, and someone you would know from Cheers. She played a different character on that, so spoiler alert. But apparently that person was killed off.
Is it Carla?
It's not Carla.
Oh.
Is it Diane? Yes, it is.
Well,
everybody knows your
name. I guess she plays the mother. So she was married to Ed's character.
Ed O'Neill's character.
Ed O'Neill's character. Uh-huh. And then they divorced. But the kids, obviously Sofia Vergara is his second wife.
Right.
And so some of the kids on the show, Julie Bowen and one of the, in the gay couple, they're the kids of Ed O'Neill.
Right.
I'm not exactly.
You know
sure
what? I've only watched that show maybe twice, and not the whole thing. I just can't get into it.
So she plays their mother.
Okay.
She and Ed O'Neill's character had divorced, so Shelley Long plays their mother, who occasionally is on the show. So she'd been on a few times. They called her a major cast member, and I think they were just trying to
get
everyone all riled up, right? So Forbes has a list of the 10 highest paid TV actors, and no surprise, it's loaded with The Big Bang Theory and Modern Family. Number 10 is Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead, and I believe he's done after the season, and the season might even be over.
Has he left it already? What do you mean? You watch that show.
I do. You know, I have not watched one episode this season. My brother's been living here, and I just have not had time to. I'm so far behind.
What does
behind
that have to do with your brother?
It has to do with I don't have time to watch TV anymore. I simply don't watch TV anymore.
Wow.
I know. I watch Survivor. Don't worry.
So you and your bro hang out so much in the evening hours that your time is gone? It's like you go, all right, John, I have to go to bed.
No.
Good night.
What happens is that my days are now taken up. So after dinner, I go and I watch my required television, the late night talk shows, you know, The Daily Show, if John Oliver did a show.
The ones you have
Saturday
figured
night
out.
Saturday Night Live, things right. that I need to, things
Level
that
of
I
importance
like to,
to you.
Right. So I just, John and I were talking about the other day. It's like, oh my God, like we never just sit down, the two of us, and watch TV anymore. Mm. Sucks, man.
I'm like, I know, I really miss it.
How's the job hunt going?
For my brother? Yeah. Well, he's pretty far down the path of this place that's over by the ferry building.
All right.
He really wants it. They don't know anything about us or Hooman or he's, you know, so he feels good about it. It's all on his own. Whatever. I guess he's talking to the vice president today. I know. Good luck, John. You're the best.
The vice president of where?
I don't know what the name of it is.
Is it one of the ones I hooked up?
No, I just said that.
Is it the one that Hooman hooked up?
No, it's not the one.
Did Hooman hook that up?
No.
He played no role in it at all?
Apparently not.
Oh.
So Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead, $11 million. He's number 10 on the list. Ty Burrell from Modern Family makes $12 million. Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family makes $13 million. Mm. Eric Stone Street makes $13.5 million. Mm-hmm. Ed O'Neill makes $14 million from Modern Family. I'm actually surprised Sofia Vergara. I thought that she was the highest paid, but no, she's not. Well, I mean,
maybe for a woman?
That's
maybe.
What I thought it was. She was the highest paid female.
You know what? This is for actors. So it looks like we're going to get the actress list, and I'm sure it'll be more people from both these shows.
Right,
tomorrow.
Right.
I'll hold on to this so we can compare them.
Okay.
The salaries. Mark Harmon, NCIS, $19 million. Number 3 and 4, it's a tie. Kunal Nayar and Simon Helleberg, who both make $23.5 million, and they're both from The Big Bang Theory.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Dang.
Johnny Galecki is number 2. He makes $25 million on The Big Bang Theory, and Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory is number 1 with $26.5 million.
Man.
Congratulations,
that
rich
is
people.
Good dough.
Yeah.
Solid money. What's coming up?
Well, I have a lot of stuff, actually. Halloween costumes you might want to try.
Okay.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 97 instantly wins a Disney gift card. I see you've been waiting. All the lines are all lit up.
Mm-hmm.
People know when Disney time is. And it's right now.
Disney time. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Dun, dun, dun. Disney time. Call in 97 right now. Gets a Disney gift card and you're in the running for the Disney Cruise Escape to the Bahamas. It's 3 vacations in 1. Enjoy Disney magic and one-of-a-kind entertainment found only on board. Lots of chances to qualify throughout the day. 11:35, 3:35, 5:35. And right now, call in number 97 instantly qualifies for the trip.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years and the Fall Into Savings event now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com.
Went by there the other day. I was like, oh, that's Carlson Subaru.
Hey, Carlson. Oh. Subaru.
Because you're a Redwood City gal.
Yeah, it's right off. We were getting off on Whipple. You know, it turns into Veterans right there.
Yeah.
No,
right there. Whipple and Veterans. Yeah.
What do you mean, no? Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You should take Washaka there.
Oh, take Washaka to CarlsonSubaru.com.
Not the com.
Oh. The actual place.
Yeah, right there. Where she's saying. Near her house.
Mm.
Anyway, here's what's happening. maybe you've heard someone is sending bombs to the political left. Like, that's the deal. Yeah. Now, we've heard they're not bombs. We've heard they are bombs. We've heard a bunch of different names mentioned, including Robert De Niro, who's been outspoken as an anti-Trump guy. But other than that, I haven't always known him to be super political. I just think he hates.
But he's definitely
after
about Trump.
Right.
F Trump, I think was his quote, over and over again.
Right.
Into a microphone.
So anyway, I'll bring you new information as we get it. But as of right now, it looks like that's.
And none of these have exploded.
No.
They all seem to be sent from the same place.
Right.
They're all addressed from Debbie Wasserman.
And that's, I have a list of the names, but there's no, I mean, it's just, there it is. The political left is
receiving them,
not opening their own mail these days.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to mention it's Thursday night football tonight, Dolphins versus the Texans. I don't know. Are you? I'm not.
I might have to go to bed. Hate the Dolphins.
Oh, right. They're one of your nemesis.
Mm.
as a Pats fan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then I guess you can root for the Texans.
I guess I'll have to.
I don't remember this, but as I look at the story, they're mentioning it as a reference to MySpace. Apparently, and I had a MySpace page, but apparently one of the cool things about MySpace pages.
Oh, there were cool things?
Apparently, is that you could add a song to your page so that when your page opened.
Oh, that your song would start playing.
Apparently, you'd have as whether it's something sexy or something super obscure that's going to make you seem cooler than everybody
else
who goes by your page. What the heck is that?
This guy really knows stuff.
You're not cool enough to know.
He's a hep cat.
Right. Anyway, Facebook looks like they're going to start doing that. That they're going to allow you to add a song to your profile.
That's the whole point. The whole thing about the, you know, you can't do that on YouTube. You're not supposed to be singing along. Like, what about the royalties? What about the artists?
They just announced they're going to start testing a feature that will let people add songs to their profile. So when people click on your page, they'll immediately enter your vibe.
I don't get it.
Dude. Like, me, I'm a easy skanking, doobie smoking bro, and I come in and check out Steel Pulse.
And see which ones are my favorite movies and what my relationship status is. Linger.
You're going to love me.
It's a party on my page.
I mean...
Oh, hey, I must be on Vinny's page. Well, Vinny's
I love these guys
great
so much.
Guy.
Do you love Steel Pulse?
In a relationship, two kids. He loves to hang out by the shore and in the water. Is catching some waves. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Watch out for the reef, Vinny.
There's no word when it's going to start rolling out.
Paddle out. Hoopa. I don't get it, though. So much about pirated music. Oh, sorry. Relax, everybody.
I've been listening to this a lot lately because I just easy skank with the baby there, like just get a little groove going.
Sure.
All right. This will put you to sleep, you little rascal.
Hurry up and do it.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Anyway, if you're into that, there you go. So, you know, you might turn onto my page and hear Behemoth. It's the worst metal of all time. That nothing will turn you away from a page faster than Behemoth.
I'll just hit mute.
This is actually listenable by comparison of some of their other songs.
I'm hardcore.
Right.
You've come to the hardcore page. Beware, all ye who enter here. Abandon all hope.
I love
You're
Satan.
Stuck. I've disabled your back button and your mute speakers button.
I like that.
You're stuck.
You're stuck and you have to listen now.
Here comes a dragon lady. Ah. That's right. This is where I have her kept captive. Ah. Oh, the Persian lion's here too.
You actually found a mellow Behemoth song. I don't know how you did it.
Stand by for more outrageous Behemoth music. You can never escape. I've infected your computer with Behemoth.
It does. It's okay. We'll move on. No, you really. Oh, there you go.
You're in the right place. I'm just going to keep yelling at you.
Anyway, by the way,
I'm pretending I'm a monster in a story to your kid.
Watching the World Series right now, this thing comes up, an ad for something, and I'm like, what the heck is this?
Oh, what was it?
Because I recently just got the Google Home.
Yeah.
And I'm using that, and that thing's killer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is this an ad for? Facebook Portal.
I saw that ad, too.
Did you see it, too?
And I was like, is this for the Google Home?
No, that's not the one. Yeah. But Facebook's, and I thought, and look, I like Facebook, and I recently just told you, I reconnected with an old girlfriend from junior high, and that's what Facebook is best at.
Right.
That good times.
Connection.
But they have had some bad PR as of late, and one of the things I thought might be a bad time to introduce is a camera Facebook into people's homes. I don't know. I mean, your trust.
It looks like the camera tracks you, too.
Right. It's at the highest. Isn't it the highest? Yeah. The
one
trust
thing I'll
love.
Say for Google Home, it's they don't care. No camera.
Right.
It's not watching you.
Right.
Which is good because I walk around naked a lot. You'll have to find another. You'll have to watch me through the my Xbox or something, I guess.
Do you walk around naked a lot?
Well, sometimes, sure.
All right.
You know?
Well, not the dart from the laundry room to the...
No, I mean,
to the naked gym.
I don't
or
lounge
to the...
naked, but sometimes I'm naked. Huh. You know, I mean, it's my house.
But your brother's all over the place.
He's not at my house.
I thought he was at your house all the time. You just said that.
Not when I'm naked.
Oh, anyway, all right.
When I'm naked, he's always gone.
Okay.
I'm always like, is he gone?
You don't
great,
get naked when
naked.
He comes over?
No. Mm-hmm. I told you, I was running from the laundry room to my bedroom.
Right.
And I think I did have my bra on, but nothing else. That was it, because I was going to wear the bra the next
Shame.
Day. And there he comes, walking up onto the porch. I'm like, ah! Run into the room.
Oh, hey.
No, there was no oh, hey. Hopefully there were enough. Yeah, hey, brother. Call me before you come over.
How about a fast fact?
Okay.
Donuts only make up 10% of Dunkin' Donuts revenue. The bulk of their money comes from coffee, which is why they're shortening the name to Dunkin' in January.
They're also, did you hear they're going to really start focusing on like the higher end espresso, cappuccino, lattes, fancy drinks? Like they want to compete with Starbucks and be your coffee place. Mm-hmm.
If I could
money.
Talk to the coffee world, this
oh,
is what
do.
I need. I love the cold coffee drink in a can.
Mm.
I want a can, not a bottle. And I'd also like you to sell it in a 12er.
Oh.
So that I can keep a bunch of them cold in the house. Because you know what I knee-jerk to is the Red Bull.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And those make me too twitchy.
Yeah.
I can't.
Bouncing.
It's the high is too much for me. I can't do it.
So would you like a decaf version as well?
No. I just want a regular version of a canned coffee. You know, cold iced coffee.
What's in it?
Just black coffee.
They do that?
They have that, but
just a can of
black coffee. Right. Right.
Mm.
But I'd like to buy it in a 12er. I've looked and I can't find it. Pete's, hello, you're out there listening. Please.
Any
offer up a 12er of those things.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Let's get some people hooked here.
Well, I mean, I want to buy it in bulk.
Sure.
I can't.
Get these little four packs or
well they don't even have they don't like you go buy them separate and you're just all whoa $4 huh
yeah
for a can of unsweetened untainted
right.
coffee $4
something like that yeah
it's an expensive can
you know the only
it's
people doing it
can.
Hooman, who's your coffee buddy is it Blue Bottle don't you know
yeah
that guy?
Yeah my buddy's the CEO Brian Meehan what's up Brian
we need
don't over bell don't over
we need 12 packs
one.
Of cans of plain coffee please Blue Bottle.
You like Blue Bottle?
But in a can. Call it
well,
Blue Can.
Well, I like the canned coffee so that I can have a midday or an early before lunch coffee.
And cold.
Cold, like grab it and run. Hmm. You know, I don't want to...
Pour it into a glass over ice and add
right.
milk. And
anyway. Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, Dunkin'.
Right. Ernest Hemingway had 52 cats and 16 dogs.
So he was a cat lady.
Or an animal abuser. I don't know what
right.
that is. 52 cats.
Or he was drunk all the time, left the doors open, and food out. I
did
don't know.
Ernest Hemingway end up in Cuba?
I don't
Where
know.
Did that guy end
that sounds
up?
Sounds like something that happened.
It does.
Where? That might be in Cuba. I don't know. Oh,
yes.
I meant to do this. It was on my pad, though, so I lost it when I started moving papers around. Oh, shucks.
Shucks.
What happened?
What a great word.
It looks... Oh, there it is. The 15 most offensive Halloween costumes you should never wear.
Okay.
So
oh,
this
can
is,
we guess?
Well, this is... Hold on. Just as you're getting ready for this Halloween...
Don't do these don't, things.
Well, look. So PC culture has changed, and some people don't know stuff, and you need to...
Yeah.
Here's me trying to help you get with the program. This one's self-explanatory.
All right,
Well, no, go ahead. You want
Hitler.
To?
It's got
to
be Hitler.
Well, Holocaust victim is on the list.
Okay. So nothing Holocaust or Hitler
related. Right.
Related.
Mm-hmm.
How about any kind of blackface?
Blackface is... You two have nailed the top two.
Oh.
Blackface. Nothing. Nowhere.
How about anything...
Anything involving black... Yes.
How about anything having to do with like a murderous clown?
Oh,
murderous
clowns.
I think they're safe,
think
actually.
Right.
Oh, okay. Of course they
okay.
are.
murderous clown zombie.
No.
I'm actually thinking of some really bad ones, so I don't want to
say it.
Them. No.
Why?
Because they're. I don't want to say them. I'll see if they're on the list.
All right, let me continue reading down. These are the costumes you don't do.
Don't do it.
Anything transphobic costume looking. Don't do it.
So what does that mean? Like if you felt like dressing up in
drag,
in drag, or dressing up as a woman or dressing up as a man, is that transphobic or is that just I felt like dressing up as a man or a woman today?
How about if you wear sombreros?
Oh, cultural,
hold on.
Cultural appropriation.
No, cultural stereotypes are on the list, so no.
Stupid.
No sombreros. Remember we wore those sombreros
for Cinco de Mayo?
And people yelled mad at us.
We're celebrating the Mexican culture.
Well, get with the program, Hooman.
I think last year I said I was going to be an Indian woman.
Okay.
And people got really upset.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Well, look.
I'm talking American Indian.
You got to be careful.
Native American.
A terrorist, a zombie version of a recently deceased celebrity.
Don't do that?
Don't do it.
What's wrong with that? Oh, because they just died and now they're wrong to say that it's too soon.
Right, too soon.
Okay.
An eating disorder, anything animal cruelty related, mentally ill person, or anything sexually harassment related, like a flasher.
Oh.
The old flasher gag is out. A homeless person or any kind of national tragedy, don't do it. Mm. So there's your list of things to.
So the hobo costume is out.
I was totally just thinking that the hobo.
Yeah.
Thinking you could be a flasher, but like open up and you got like a bodysuit on that says hashtag me too. And I'm, like I'm with you, ladies.
All right.
I'm with you.
Don't do it.
I'm woke.
Stay woke.
Okay.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Sarah!
What I do now?
WTF!
Leave me alone. Please leave me alone.
Can you not spoil TV shows for some of us who actually watch these shows? Jesus!
I said spoiler alert.
Did you really just give away the whole season of Modern Family?
I did.
Oh my God.
510, shut up already!
Oh my God.
703 says, I have a job interview today too. Not for a job I would like or want, but it's a job I need.
Oh.
Wish me luck.
Well, good luck.
All right.
I hope you wind up liking it.
Yeah.
And wanting it.
I can hear Gaga's speeches 100 times, but it only takes 1 minute to be annoyed.
Mm.
Let's hear it again.
No, don't play it again. You could be in a room with 100 people in the room. 99 don't believe in you, but one does. All it takes is one.
Then what happens?
And then you're off.
925 says,
you're famous.
That is what people do on press junkets.
Yeah, they should really find ways to not say it exactly the same way with this 100 times.
I ditched the only 9, press 000, junket I ever got sent on.
900,095, some number. But one does, and all it takes is one.
I never had to go on another one again.
Yeah, you know, you did you actually go on that junket, though? That was the thing.
No, that's what I just said. I ditched it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, I went on one, never had to go again.
I actually hung out with a friend
and
enjoyed
just got a free trip
each other's
where your
company.
Friend was.
Thank you for being
right, Hooman? Thank you.
Well, I would go to that.
What?
That's just me.
I won't. Thank you.
Trust me. If you'd have seen my friend, you would have fully been in.
How hot was she?
So hot.
Is she hotter than the girl at USF that you used to bang?
I never said I banged the girl at USF.
He banged her. There's no way he came up here and didn't bang her. So we need to put her on the list.
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 Well, find your list then.
Yeah, I'll go look through your files.
Oh, man.
I'll go look through the burnt ashes that are stinking up underneath your desk.
My friend Liz and I call our kids takers.
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 They're the takers. They take it all.
Oh, the kids, right.
They take all
take
the stuff.
Take your youth. Take your patience.
Yeah.
Take your mind. Take your hair.
You love them so much, though.
Take your money.
Yeah. Take a chance.
Take a chance. Take a chance. Take a chance.
But they'll take your last piece of gum right from out from under you. Right as you're about to put it in your mouth, you're like,
and what happens?
Can I have a piece of gum?
Hey, here you can.
My last one.
This is the last one.
You cut it in half?
Hey, yeah, bite it in half.
They look right at you like,
you go half?
Can I have that?
Halfies?
Nope, last one.
No, I give it to her. What are you talking about?
To the limit.
No, just take it one away more from
time.
Daddy. Take it. It's his last piece of gum.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what song we're gonna do for the Eagles
tomorrow. Wait either. Have you guys planned it out?
No. Have you rehearsed?
He said he's been practicing.
No,
but...
No.
Wait for tomorrow.
What I said was,
I just can't.
Is this the song for tomorrow?
No,
he's gonna play the song for Yuzi's birthday. So excited!
Hey, before we go to break, let's remind people about our on sale.
They're on sale right now, and here's the deal: the tickets for Winterland, they're on sale. They went on at 8 o'clock. Right. People are saying, look, there's a ton of traffic on the site right now. You need to keep trying.
Yes.
People say, oh, yeah, I can't do it. No, a lot of tickets are in people's carts, and they get timed out, and so you should be able to get tickets, but it's going, like, it's swamped right now. So keep trying. Go to LiveNation.com. Click on Alice in Winterland 2018. It's One Republic and Leon Bridges. They're on sale. Can't tell you enough times. This is This will sell out by 10 o'clock when we're off the air. It's close. Does she have a ticket count yet?
No, get it when we come back.
All right. And we'll be back right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.